Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Special guests today include 2026 shortstop and second baseman Rome Foster, 2024 Central Arkansas commit Aiden Velasquez, and 2025 middle infielder Brooks Harvey. That being said, pumped to have you guys on for episode number 15 of the podcast. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Awesome, guys. All right, so before we dig into you guys' baseball careers with the Sticks, beyond the Sticks, high school ball, this and that, I like to ask all you guys one question to get started, and that is, for those who don't know you, how would you guys introduce yourselves? So who exactly is Rome? Who exactly is Aiden? Who exactly is Brooks? Let's go with that lineup from Brooks to Aiden to Rome. That's just the way you guys are lined up on my computer screen. So let's get rolling with that as the first question.
I'd say I'm a hardworking player. Been practicing almost every day for the past couple of years. Just hardworking, determined.
I'm Aiden. I'm humble and really never settle with where I'm at because I know that I can always be better and there's better out there. So I try to chase to be better than those who are better than me right now that kind of just sit around thinking that they're at the top when there's guys like me that really worked their way up there and end up passing them.
Yeah, I have big dreams set out for myself, and I'm, like, never satisfied with the way I play. I always want to do better. I'm determined. I work hard, and I just love this game a lot, very much.
Okay, so with this being the Arkansas Sticks podcast, I like to get that second question rolling as, how did you guys get connected with Coach Brewster in the Arkansas Sticks? So let's just stick with that same lineup. Take us through, you know, your travel baseball career so far and how that has led up to you playing for the Arkansas Sticks right now.
So last high school season, it was the beginning of the season, and my principal there used to coach with Coach Brewster. So he called Coach Brewster last high school season, and he got me connected with the Sticks, and I got to play with them this summer and in the MLK weekend.
Last fall, I was with the prospects pretty much my whole travel baseball career. And then last fall, Evan reached out to me asking me to play in the MLK tournament with the 24 national team. And then, but I couldn't go to that tournament. So he offered to let me play that summer with the same team. So I just thought it would be good to change and try something different, and it really worked out well. I ended up getting recruited that summer, and that's really a big reason why I am here where I am today.
Like Aiden, I started out for the prospects. I didn't really like it. And then Evan also hit me up, and I started playing for the fall league this fall. And I really liked it. And then I got invited to Houston in, I think, January for the MLK tournament. Then after that, I went to Vegas, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I still love it a lot.
All right, so for Aiden and Rome, with you guys playing for the prospects before going to the Arkansas Sticks, how do you guys maybe compare the way that both organizations are ran? What does that kind of look like? You know, maybe on event of, on a day-to-day, game-to-game basis, what does that kind of look like, and what is that comparison between the Arkansas Sticks and the prospects?
Well, I think that, yes, like showcase ball is kind of an individual thing because you're trying to get your name out there, but I think it also helps you connect with a lot of different players and kind of help you be around different people, different talent, and it's more of a, I guess it's more organized, and I just think it's ran better than the way that prospects ran their stuff.
Yeah, the prospects, I didn't really enjoy it that much because they didn't get information out like quickly at all. In the Sticks, they would just shoot you an email, just easy there, and then they would respond quick. Evan would respond quick. Just easy to go with.
Okay. So for Brooks, you said your connection to the Arkansas Sticks came with Brewster. For Aiden and Rome, you guys both said your connection came with Evan. But no, what are some of the relationships you guys have with this Arkansas Sticks coaching staff? So whether that's Evan Hamm, whether that's Coach Slayton, Coach Brewster, whoever happens to be, you know, what are some of these different relationships you guys have built with this Arkansas Sticks coaching staff? We can go ahead and go move back to that first lineup, go from Brooks to Aiden to Rome.
So I got connected with Coach Brewster, and he was really nice guy to get to talk to and meet. And my summer coach was Coach Reckworth. So he was a really nice, really good coach all through the summer.
In the MLK tournament, I kind of got to get closer with like Coach Abreu and Coach Tesol. I really like those guys. They're pretty awesome guys. And then Brewster is just a really awesome dude. He wants to win, but he also wants what it's best for his players. And then last summer, my coach was Coach Slayton. He did a really good job with our team. He was a big part of why we had as good of a summer as we did. He really just kind of let us – he wanted to win, so whenever we'd mess up, he would get on to us. But if we were doing everything right, he just let us enjoy the game and play.
Yeah, the first coach I met was Coach Brewster, and he was really easy to talk to. He's a great guy. He just, yeah. And my second coach in Houston was Coach Zach Muldoon. He also just loved to win, and also a great dude. And then I had Coach Slayton about 2 weeks ago. He was a great coach. Okay. They all three were amazing.
Okay, so looking back into the past of your guys' travel baseball careers, just, you know, as you're looking into the past of, you know, maybe some memories that you guys have. So whether that's, you know, doing something pretty spectacular on the field, maybe doing something cool with your teammates, you know, where's just a couple, you know, 2 to 3 just favorite memories you guys have from playing travel baseball so far in your guys' careers?
About 2 years ago, we would play wiffle ball outside in the parking lot. And we got a wiffle ball stuck in the sewage. That was one of my favorite, and somebody had to come and get it out. That was one of my favorite. Then, like, all the pool activities that whenever all the kids are at the same hotel, that's always the most fun things to do.
Couple of my favorite memories is one time we were playing Ultimate Frisbee outside the hotel in the parking lot, and somebody threw a frisbee, and it went through a car's window that was open probably about that much. So there was no way we were getting it out. So we ended up walking about 3 miles just to find another Frisbee. And then another thing is, another one is my freshman summer. I hit a walk-off grand slam against a five-star national to go to the semifinals of the WWBA in Hoover.
My favorite memory is probably about 2 summers ago. I went to a perfect game tournament in Gulf Shores with my travel team in 13U, and we won that tournament. But my favorite memory there is that we had a walk-off to send us to the championship, and then this tournament lasted like this. We played about 5 games in the day, and it took so long, and we were up to like 2 or 1 or 2 playing championship game. It was just amazing. It was fun.
So for Aiden, I know you're, with you being a 2024, you're going to get that chance to play on that White Sox scout team this upcoming summer. So for you, you know, it's a new thing that the Arkansas Sticks are doing. It's going to be the first summer for it. But what are you looking forward to most of, you know, putting on that White Sox uniform and just going out there and being a part of that White Sox scout team?
I think it's going to be awesome because it's, I mean, it's going to be the top players in the country. And it feels, it always feels good knowing that you're one of those guys that, and it, it's nice being around other guys that are going after the same thing you're going for. And I just think it's going to be a really awesome summer for that team, this team. And I think we're going to be really good.
Yeah. I mean, every team on the Arkansas Sticks are loaded, especially that 2024 team. But let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around. Let's go to Rome. Let's go to Aiden and then to Brooks. You know, as you guys are looking forward to this 2023 season with the Arkansas Sticks, we're also going to transition a little bit to high school as well after this question. But what are some of your goals and some of your expectations on the personal side of things and on the team side of things for high school baseball and for travel baseball when you're playing for the Arkansas Sticks?
So my goals, I would say for the Sticks, I mean, I want to win some tournaments with, and hope I get some of my friends I know and make some new relationships with some friends. And for this high school upcoming season, I'm a freshman and I'm starting on varsity at shortstop, and I hope we can win state. We're a pretty good team, but I just hope we win conference and state, and that's it.
I'm gonna go ahead and start with high school ball. So I'm going to be our number one on the mound this year, so I expect to go out and help my team compete and win as many games as we possibly can and do my part. But as a team, our pitching staff is really solid, and then we can hit. The only thing that might be iffy is our defense, but I think we should definitely make a deep run and possibly win the whole thing because we have the talent too, for sure. And then for Sticks, I expect everybody to play the way that everyone knows that we can play, because it's going to be a really talented squad, and I think that it's going to be a really good summer. And then personally, for my summer, my goal is to be about low to mid 90s, because right now I'm sitting about upper 80s to low 90s, so that would be a good goal for this summer, whenever I get out there in front of all the scouts and stuff.
My goal for the high school season is just to, like, get more confidence on the field, because that's one thing I struggled with last year, was my confidence for being a freshman starting. Just wanting to swing it better. And then for the summer team, it's the same thing. Just want to, like, know that I belong out there. And for the team, winning tournaments would be amazing.
All right, so as we transition into high school ball here a little bit, so I know for Rome, you said you are a freshman, so this question for you this round is going to be, what are you looking forward to most? You know, you're going to be a shortstop, you're going to be the starting shortstop as a freshman. Take us through just what your excitement is to get this high school baseball season started. And then for Aiden and for Brooks, kind of take us through, you know, what your guys' freshman year was like, what your freshman year was like, for Aiden, what your freshman sophomore year was like, and then what the outlook kind of is when it comes to this 2023 spring in terms of maybe some guys that you're bringing back and just what the expectations are, you know, when it comes to the competition level.
These guys are great. They're so supportive and they're so fun to play with. And I'm just excited to be on the field with all these guys. And that's basically it.
Okay.
And starting as a freshman, it's great.
All right, so I'm just going to kind of dig into these past couple of years. My freshman year, there was a little bit of pressure on our team because our 2020 class, the year that COVID hit, was a really, really talented class. We were the number one team in the state and think number 50 nationally. So I came in as a freshman and I was starting in the middle of the field. So I felt a little bit of pressure, and every now and then I would kind of let it get to me. But overall, I mean, our season ended a little shorter than we thought, but at a personal standpoint, it was, I think I hit in the mid 300s for my freshman year, which is pretty good. And then, all right, so last year is really where it took off for me. My sophomore year, I was in the fall sitting about in the upper 70s to the low 80s. And then over the off season, I mean, just worked my butt off. And then I was in the upper 80s and touching 90 every now and then. So I was our number one that year. We made it to the quarterfinals against Harbor, Springdale Harbor, and ended up losing 4-0 to one of my good buddies, Ross Felder. And then this year is a really, we like to get after it. Everybody on this roster has worked their butt off this off season. So I expect us to make a pretty big run, and our pitching staff is going to be really solid. We got a couple of returning guys. We have me, got 2025, Kel Turner, who's up to 89, and then some seniors. We got a guy up to 87, then we have a lefty up to 86 that can spin the ball pretty well. So I think our pitching is going to be really solid.
Last year, my freshman year, I started every game. I was not expecting myself to do that like a year or two before, because I put in a bunch of work before that. My confidence level last year was not the highest, especially going halfway through the season. It was not the greatest, but we made it to state for the first time in a while for our school, and we lost in the first round to Joe T. But the year before that, the team went 3-11 in conference, so we made a big jump. We're expecting to do even better this year.
All right, so for Aiden and for Brooks, with you guys, you know, playing high school baseball here in the past, you know, what would be your advice to a guy like Rome, who's, you know, heading into his freshman year, but all these freshmen across the country, you know, what would be your advice, you know, to a freshman who's getting ready to start their high school career?
Just enjoy it. Don't let it overwhelm. I mean, it's going to be a little bit overwhelming, but you really just got to block out all the noise and just believe in yourself and your ability, because if you don't, it's going to be pretty hard to perform the way everyone knows you can, because I mean, baseball is a really like mental game, so that's probably the most important thing as a freshman.
Yeah, I agree with him. Like, you just can't let the pressure get to you starting as a freshman. You just gotta man up and you gotta know that you can do it.
All right, so for Brooks and for Rome, with you guys being primary position players, for this next question, I kind of want you guys to dig into your hitting approach. So let's say you guys are on deck, you guys are watching the guy in front of you. As you guys start walking up to that batter's box, just kind of take us through, you know, what's going through your mind, what you're trying to do with each at-bat. And then for Aiden, I believe you are a primary pitcher when you're heading to that next level. So take us through, you know, what your pitching repertoire is. So maybe your best secondary pitch, maybe some pitches that need the most work. Kind of take us through that as well. So we'll start with the hitters. We'll go to Rome, to Brooks, and then we'll end it off with Aiden here with this question.
So when I'm walking up the plate, I'm always sitting fastball every time, so I don't get my doors blown off if I'm sitting curveball, because I love anticipating fastball so I can put it in gap, and I'll adjust to off speed if I have to.
My approach to the plate, usually take a deep breath right before I get to the plate, try to block everything out. You know, I'm sitting fastball in a hitter's count, and once I get to the pitcher's count, I'll just battle in the box until I get a pitch that I like.
So as a pitcher, one of the most important things is changing the hitter's eye levels, because that's what I like to do. It's definitely the most effective way for me to pitch, because you go, you know, throw pretty hard. You go up at the letters they swing through, and then you go change up down or curveball in the dirt. That's going to be it's going to be hard to hit. But my favorite secondary pitch is definitely my changeup, because I can throw it to both lefties and righties confidently. I have one that drops more, and then I have one that runs more. That's probably the pitch I've taken the most time on working on developing, because it's such an effective pitch. And then my next favorite is probably my curveball. I can spin it to about 2,500 to 2,600 RPMs, which is pretty solid. But the pitch that I'm working on the most right now is just a slider. Because I feel like it would be good to have a pitch that breaks more out than down and mix between the two. It would be more effective and probably get more swings and misses.
All right, so let's flip this order back around. Let's start with the pitcher here with Aiden, then we'll go with Brooks to Rome. You guys are scouts watching your guys' game this upcoming spring. What would be that personal scouting report that you guys would write up on yourselves? So your strengths, maybe some of your weaknesses as well. Just take us through, you know, what that scouting report would be as a whole.
Athletic. And tall athletic frame at about 6'5", 180, and then explosive. Can probably work on the, like, keeping, not slowing the arm down, throwing the off speed. And I don't know if I've said confident or not, but confident, and then that's probably it.
Okay.
I would say confident, plays game hard. You can tell, like, short, good build for, I guess, short, being short. That's about it.
I would say probably about 5'7", switch hitter. Works hard. Explosive. Yeah, that's all I can think of.
Okay, so as we're looking into, you know, the near future, what would be some of those key things that you guys are wanting to develop within your guys' game? Just some key focal points, you know, heading into this spring, this summer, even this fall. Let's just go ahead and stick with that same lineup as we did for that last question.
One thing I'm really working on is just trying to become more physical, put on some more weight, because I mean, I throw fairly hard for my size, and I know that if I get up to about 200 by the time I'm graduating, that it can really make an impact on my performances and probably my stamina and endurance, decrease the risk of injury, and really work on locating my slider better, because I think that could be really effective once I get that down.
A couple things that I'm working on right now is gaining weight and getting faster at the same time, because I'm not slow, but I'm, for a small guy, I need to be faster. And bunts, I'm working on my bunts right now.
Okay. So throughout your guys' baseball career so far, I'm sure you guys have had a bunch of, you know, different coaches, different trainers, stuff like that. So if you guys had to pick, you know, maybe 2 to 3 people who have been just the most influential within your guys' baseball careers, who would those people be, and what would be the reasonings for them being so influential?
So I have our head high school baseball coach, Coach Goodwin. He probably is the most influential out of all of them because he reminds me a lot of myself. And he really loves the game of baseball, and he really believes in my ability, and he helps me understand that I'm not going to – it's not just going to magically appear and I have to work for it. And then my hitting coach, Jonah, works at Performance. He really believes in me, and he really good coach. He's always taught me good things to do before stepping in the box just to get my mind right. And then last is probably my pitching coach, Dustin Mosley. He's pretty awesome dude, and he's really who started developing me as a pitcher and helping me get my secondary pitches down and really help my velo jump.
One of the most influential for me was probably my dad, because he's a coach at UAM, and he knows what it needs to take to get to a place that I want to be. Another influential person is probably my high school coach, because he's a real, I don't know how to say it. He's a really fiery guy, got a lot of energy, so that helps get energy on the field.
I would definitely choose first would probably be my dad. He's always believed in me and supported me in everything I do. And then second, I'd probably choose my old travel ball coach, where he had a son go fish at Arkansas. He also believed in me and helped me just get better at this game. And then third, my high school coach right now. He's a great guy and just trusts me to make plays out there on the field.
Okay. So, Rome, I believe I skipped you for that last question on accident. So when it comes to what you want to develop within your game, kind of take us through that here a little bit, just some things that you're wanting to work on here this spring, this summer, this fall.
Mm-hmm. I definitely want to get more velo off the bat. It's one thing I need to work on and I'm working on, and more arm strength. That's what I need to get to the next level, in my opinion.
All right, so let's go ahead. Let's kind of transition a little bit to college. Aiden, you're already committed. You know, Brooks and Rome, I'm sure you guys have maybe, you know, in that process of that recruiting process, you know, maybe getting ready to start it. So for Aiden, let's start with you here. Take us through that recruiting process, you know, how it got started, maybe some key things that you were looking for, and then what led to that final decision on going to Central Arkansas. And then for Brooks and then for Rome, you know, kind of take us through, you know, maybe what you're looking forward to most when it comes to potentially starting that recruiting process, or what exactly, where your guys' mindset is, you know, right now when it comes to potentially playing at that next level.
So I started taking playing college baseball seriously about my freshman summer, about halfway through. You know, I went to a PBR event, and A-State's head coach was there, Coach Raffa was there, and he just talked about how he really liked my movements in the middle infield. And, you know, that's kind of where that all started. But I'm going to dig into why I really liked UCA and what they do. They're really about developing the guys that they don't like to go to the transfer portal. They like to develop the guys that they get from out of high school. So they develop those guys, and that's really a big thing, because my goal is to play professionally. So I know I really believe in their program, and I really believe that they could help me reach that next level. And I think that we're going to have a really solid team in the next. They're just only going to get better.
Can you repeat the question?
Just what you're looking forward to most, and potentially, you know, maybe starting that recruiting process, or, you know, where your mindset is when it comes to potentially playing at that next level.
I'm just like, I haven't really gotten into the recruiting process. I'm just, you know, going to the tournaments for summer ball, doing some other things. And if it happens, it happens. I would love to play at a D1 college for college. But if I don't get that opportunity, D2 is just as good.
So I've been looking into going to some college camps over the summer, getting looked at, and I've had a few D2 or D3 coaches contact me. That's all I've had so far.
Okay, so let's go ahead and transition a bit. I got three more questions for each of you. Let's move away from the baseball field. Let's let the fans learn a little bit more about you, not only as ball players but as people. So as we let's go ahead. Let's stick with the same lineup here to end it off with these final three questions with Aiden to Brooks to Rome. So beyond the game of baseball, what would be some of those passions that you guys have? Just to get your mind off things, maybe cope with some stress. What are some of those passions that you guys have beyond baseball?
One thing I really like to do is golf, but I'm also I'm really involved with my church, and I really like to help get the word out and just be a part of being a part of that Christian environment and just trying to help. That's one thing that kind of helps me get my mind off things is reading the Bible and going to church, because it just kind of feels like that's off and it's only thinking on one thing, and just and that's really it.
I usually play basketball with my little brother outside. I'll play like any, like tennis. Pickleball has been fun lately. Just like any little games, just to get my mind off baseball for a little bit.
I'm stressed and I need to get my mind off baseball. I love listening to music, and just if I'm ever stressed, if I need to talk to God, I will. Help me just overcome that.
Okay. All right, guys. So let's dig a little bit deeper here. Let's talk about motivations. So what is it that just helps you guys, get out of bed every morning, go kick the sheets, go continuously get better, continuously evolve? Just what are some of those just internal motivations that you guys have just to continuously get better?
So, I mean, I wasn't always the most physical or talented growing up. So, people never, they always kind of just looked down on me and, didn't believe, because I'd tell them I'd want to go play Division One baseball or professional baseball. And they would be like, no, that you're not. So that just kind of set a fire inside of me to just, no matter how I'm feeling this day, go out and do what you need to get done so you can be one step closer each day to reaching that goal that people just think is unreachable for me.
My dad always said like there's always going to be somebody outworking you. So I've always, as a shorter person, I've always wanted to outwork somebody two times as much as they're working, because you don't have the height advantage, so you've got to work harder as just to get better at everything else, so you can catch up in skills that you don't have in height.
Like Aiden, I've always said I want to go play Division One baseball, and I've always been laughed at, looked down upon. I just want to prove all these people wrong that I can do it and just show everyone what I got.
Okay. All right, guys, let's keep for this last question here. Let's do it rapid fire, one quick answer. So, when it comes to, potentially going and playing at that collegiate level, you guys might get that opportunity to capitalize on your name, image, and likeness, a big thing that's hit the NCAA these past couple of years. If you guys could choose one dream brand that you guys would love to endorse, collaborate with, partner with, whatever it happens to be, what would that dream NIL brand be?
Nike.
All right.
Definitely Wilson.
All right, Rome for you.
Probably Nike.
Nike. Okay. Well, I mean, I guess quite a few common answers there. Nothing, too unique. Sometimes, you know, we get Nike, Lululemon, Rawlings, Wilson, those big time brands. Sometimes some people like to, you know, choose a unique brand like Chipotle or Popeyes or something like that. But no, you know, guys, that's the last question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. You know, super excited for you guys to get on the show, kind of highlight your career, highlight your guys' time with the Arkansas Sticks. Just want to thank you guys for coming on the show. But then again, just best of luck, you know, this spring, this summer, and then as you guys continue on with your guys' baseball careers, best of luck with that as well. Go Sticks, and you guys have a great night. Good luck this spring.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.